We got a lot of work to do. We can't keep playing this game. It's a bunch of egos.
Patricia Elliott is a Buffalo school parent who has been vocal in the past on other issues. She's very concerned about another change in school leadership. Elliott tells WBFO News she's afraid for the children and even threatens legal action.
Our children's lives are at stake. Our children's, the future is at stake. And I don't know. A new lawsuit is coming with that. So we need to get it together in Buffalo as far as our education goes.
The school board's majority is expected to push for Emerson High School principal Jim Weimer to become the next leader. District Parent Coordinating Council President Sam Radford was very careful not to take specific sides in this latest board battle between the majority and minority.
I don't have enough information to say that one way or the other. You know, at this point, you know, I mean, I can understand the need to have somebody in place by July 1st. I mean, I get that.
The parent organization has called for a federal receivership of the district. But now, with some discussions in place on a state level of a possible mayoral takeover, WBFO News asked Radford if that would be a better option.
I would welcome us taking a look at that. You know, obviously, you can't make a decision about that until you see the details, but that's another form of governance.
I believe that the control should stay local. I don't believe that the mayor should be in control of the school district.
Minority school board member Barbara Seals Nevergold, who is calling for a national superintendent search. The minority is being blocked out of selecting a candidate. Seals Nevergold says a bulk of Weimer's experience comes from one school.
It's the second time that a decision is being made by five members of the board without any input, frankly, from anyone else, it appears.
Seals Nevergold called for a special board meeting to discuss the superintendent selection, but it was ignored by the majority. The board will meet in regular session tomorrow night, where there is expected to be a big debate on a new school leader. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.